Good morning. I'm Tim Danforth, the tax policy specialist with the Interpretations and Technical Advice Division of the Department of Revenue. I'll be the facilitator for this public hearing. It is 11 a.m. on Wednesday, July 13th. Sounds like we've got a few people populating the meeting, so let's just hang on for 1 minute or so before we launch into it, just so folks can all be here. Okay, it's 11:02, so I think we'll get it started. To reiterate, I'm Tim Danforth, and this is the public hearing for a solicitation of comments on the proposed changes to WAC 458-20-18801, or Rule 18801, titled Medical Substances, Devices, and Supplies for Humans. Drugs prescribed for human use, medically prescribed oxygen, prosthetic devices, mobility enhancing equipment, durable medical equipment. Other persons present for this hearing include Atif Aziz in his role as the department's rules coordinator, who is monitoring our recording equipment this morning as this meeting is being recorded, and also Sierra Crumbaker, management analyst. We do not have parties physically present for this meeting as it is being conducted virtually via Teams. For the record, I'll read off the list of attendees as listed on our Teams virtual meeting. If I do not mention your name, please identify yourself, who you are representing, and whether you have comments that you would like to make later. So it looks like we have, I apologize. Please be patient with me. I'm getting partial names here. Let's see. Okay. Betty Sable, Candy Carlson, Lee Fritz, Helen Claggett, Jana Waltrip, Julie Condit, Justin Gertler, Kippy Powers, Patrick M. Lee, Lenka Crowder, Sonia Barker, Wenduo Zong, and Taylor K. Zielinski. And it looks like we've got about four folks with no names attached to their phone number. So if you could please identify yourself just for the record and let us know who you're representing. And if you anticipate having any comments, that would be great.
Sharon,
all right.
Because I do not have voice recognition on my computer, I am also Betty Sable, so I'm duplicate there.
Okay, and thank you, Betty.
Okay. This is Jalen. I also have the duplicate.
Okay.
The one that ends in 6-9.
Great.
And this is Chuck Sims.
Thank you. And Do we have one more person on?
Sharon.
Sorry.
Yep, Sharon Kemp.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, folks. Mm-hmm. This public hearing is being conducted pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 34.05 RCW, the Administrative Procedure Act. The purpose of this hearing is to solicit comments from the public on the proposed changes to Rule 18801. This hearing was announced through publication in the State Register as WSR 22-12-010, which was filed with the code reviser on May 19th, 2022 at 4:04 p.m. Copies of this rule are available if you did not receive a copy or if you would like to have an additional one. The rule as proposed is written in the legislative drafting style. New language is underlined and language to be deleted is shown in strikeout. We will consider any comments received pertaining to the proposed changes to the rule. We appreciate receiving written comments and will evaluate all comments as we proceed with the rulemaking process. You may provide written comments at this hearing, and you may also send written comments to the attention of myself, timd@dor.wa.gov, no later than July 20th. In this manner, the department can fully consider your comments before proceeding with future rulemaking activities. Before opening the hearing for comments, I will briefly outline the key points of the proposed rule draft. The department is revising Rule 18801 to clarify the following. There's an update to DOR contact information at subsection 304 sub C. To clarify that RCW 82.08.02806 provides a retail sales tax exemption for human blood, tissue, organs, bodies, or body parts when used for medical research and quality control testing purposes. The rule currently states that the sales tax exemption is for research or quality control testing purposes, which is different than the statute. The statute uses and. This change occurs in subsection 403L on page 37 of the rule draft. The proposed rule revision also clarifies the documentation and or information required for buyers and sellers to substantiate that they are entitled to make purchases or sales exempt from retail sales tax. This includes the option for buyers to provide the seller with an exemption certificate, such as a streamlined sales tax agreement certificate of exemption. Also, a seller may capture the relevant data elements that would otherwise be captured in a completed SUTA exemption certificate, or the seller can otherwise meet the requirements of RCW 8208050 sub 7. These changes occur in several sections throughout the rule. The sections are 303, 303B, 304, 403B, 4038, 403H, 403J, 403N, and 502. RCW 8208050 sub 7 describes several ways to substantiate a tax-exempt sale, such as in 7A, an exemption certificate or SUTA data elements, in 7B, if requested by the department, quote, to prove that the transaction was not subject to tax by other means, end quote. In subsection 7C, a blanket exemption certificate for a purchaser with which a seller has a recurring business relationship, which is at least one sale a year, or in subsection 7D, direct pay permit issued under RCW 82.32.087. I've referred to data elements, and those data elements may include, and this list is straight from SUTA Rule 317.1.A.1, buyer's name, address, type of business, reason for exemption, ID number required by the state to which the sale is sourced, state and country issuing ID number, and if a paper form is used, a signature of the purchaser. Did we have a question? Sorry, did we have a question? Okay, if you want further information on that, for example, types of businesses, they're listed in SUTA Rule 317.
Tacoma Valley.
Please put your phone on mute unless and until you have a question or comment. Thank you. Types of businesses, as I was saying, are listed in SUTA Rule 317.1.A.2. Reasons for exemption are listed in SUTA Rule 317.1.A.4. And, okay, I think that's about it. At this time, are there any other comment, or sorry, are there any comments? And if you do wish to make a comment, please, before you start your comment, please identify yourself for the record.
This is Betty Sable. I have a clarifying. I brought up the rule that we're talking about, but I don't see it's the red line one. So please clarify where I can get the red lined rule.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, let's see. I can. Well, first of all, if we're not able to do this in the meeting, then Sierra or myself or Atif can send you a copy. So if folks are in the same boat, please feel free to email me. But you can also find it on the department's website. And I'm just going to read off the path so that if there are any other people, is that all right? Will that work, Betty?
Well, you know what? I don't want to take a whole time. As long as I can get one with a red line later, and I just have the WAC rule up.
Okay.
So,
that's great. I will email you a copy, but I'm going to read it off anyway because it won't actually take that long. And in case there's anybody else, it's dor.wa.gov/laws-rule/rule-making-agenda, and then you can do a search, I believe, with say Control F, and it'll take you to 18801. If you just want to enter the rule number, it should take you there, and then you can click on. There's a column that says CR102 filed at WSR2212010, and that has the CR102. Plus, it has the red line strikeout draft rule. Are there other comments? Going once, twice. Three times, okay, hearing no comments, I will proceed. Before closing this public hearing, I will recap the rulemaking process. This has been the public hearing on the proposed changes to Rule 18801, titled Medical Substances, Devices, and Supplies for Humans, Drugs Prescribed for Human Use, Medically Prescribed Oxygen, Prosthetic Devices, Mobility Enhancing Equipment, Durable Medical Equipment. Based on comments made today or received in writing, additional changes may be made before the final revised rule is filed for adoption with the code reviser. Unlike today's public hearing, the final filing of a rule is not a public process. That filing is just a filing of the notice of adoption. Absent an emergency adoption or unless otherwise stated, a rule becomes effective 31 days after filing for adoption. To the extent that rule changes are the result of specific statutory changes, such changes are effective on the effective date of the law change, regardless of when the rule is adopted. Thank you for participating in this public hearing. If you are not on the department's rules notification list, did not receive a notice of today's hearing directly from the department, and you want to be kept informed of future rulemaking activities related to this rule, please provide Sierra Crumbaker with your name, mailing address, and email address. Sierra can be reached at sierrac@dor.wa.gov. That's sierrac@dor.wa.gov. This public hearing is now adjourned. For the record, the time is now 11:15 a.m. I don't know who was talking, but can I help you with questions or comments?
Well, first of all, I didn't realize that that was the extent of the meeting. This is Betty Sable. I thought there would be more substance to what this means and what this rule change would be besides just being going through and looking at all the red lines, which I could do. But you went through and read it, but if on the basis, I would say the rule says we're going to tax these items now, and they've been exempt before. Yes or no?
Well, the question isn't really clear to me. You say the rule says we're going to tax these items. What items are you talking about?
Well, currently, the items that in this rule that are listed are we do not pay excise tax on. So I go get my prescription, I do not pay excise tax.
Right.
Some of those items that are on there, I know we currently do not pay sales tax on or excise tax, what you're talking about. These are all listed together, meaning my assumption is if there's a change, either it's clarifying that these are exempt or they are going to put in the rule that they will be taxed. Which is it?
Well, let's see. So we've got the only changes substantively that have been made is there's the language in subsection 403L is changed to a line so that it's consistent with 8208-0286. And then there's some elaboration on the types of documentation and information that is required for buyers and sellers to substantiate purchases or sales that are exempt from retail sales tax. And and I describe those as substantive changes, but that's actually not accurate. These are just clarifications of the current law. So there isn't any change to what's taxed and what's not based on this rule revision. This is just, doing some technical updates, but also just trying to provide more information to folks about how they can substantiate sales and purchases that are exempt from retail sales tax. So items are not being switched around from previously tax exempt and now subject to tax by this rule revision.
Okay, thank you very much, because with the little notification that I got and what this meeting was about, I will admit, I took the worst view of, oh my God, they're going to start excise tax or sales tax on items that we did not charge before. So that is, then I will go through that and take a look at it, but that's very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And Betty, if you could, and you don't have to say this to the whole group, but if you could send me your email address, I'm at timd@dor.wa.gov, so that I can send you a copy of that red line strikeout rule, that would be helpful.
Is it T-I-M dot or T-I-M?
No, it's, so my name's Tim Danforth. It's, the email address is timd@dor.wa.gov.
Okay, yes, I will send that to you. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Are there other comments or questions?
That was mine. And I was the one that was talking, so thank you.
Okay.
And thank you for coming back on. I appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. And sorry that I left. If it seemed abrupt, I had just asked if there were other comments, and I hadn't heard anything at that time, so I thought that there weren't. But I'm glad I checked back in, because we definitely want to be able to provide you guys with explanations or, you know, otherwise help you to understand what this rule revision is about. That's the purpose of the meeting in part, and of course to solicit comments if you have any comments.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
All righty, I'm off to my next meeting. Take care.
Likewise.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.